Hey, welcome to the podcast. Hey, producer Jackson.
Hi.
So, Mark Holden, remember him from Idol?
Yeah.
Not really, but you guys have showed me video.
Touchdown guy, Crevo. Come on.
He go touchdown.
That was before my TV time. Don't forget.
I don't know if it was.
What year would it have been?
2003 to 2009.
You had one because you got a TV for the Olympics.
Correct. Just didn't watch it.
In year 2000.
Anyway, Mark Holden is releasing a podcast about like all of the drama behind the scenes of Australian Idol. Wow. Who knew there was so much tea to spill?
It's really?
Ridiculous. Death threats, fake tan tantrums. We're trying to get him on the show. I think it's an interesting
chat. I would love to speak to him. Why is my mic really loud?
I don't know.
Real talk, I reckon he's a gettable get.
I think so.
Fingers crossed.
Who do you message for Mark Holden, Jackson?
The Mark Holden Facebook page.
Really?
Is he running his own Facebook page, do you think?
Oh. Yeah, for sure. Well, he's hosting the podcast with his daughter.
Interesting. So
it's a pet project.
Do you think he's trying to get his daughter into show business?
Maybe. Well, I think so. It might be a good intro.
Family business.
He's
family
washed
business.
Up, really.
Mark.
Yeah.
He's when a lawyer.
Was his last gig? Yeah.
It was Dancing with the Stars, I think, when he dressed up as Bobo the Clown.
Well, you showed me footage of that before. Very hard to get, you're saying.
Creepy clown. There he is now. Look at him.
Is he an entertainment lawyer?
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah, there you
go. Money to be made there.
Well, he got kicked off Idol, and he was like, I'm going to finish my law degree. So he did.
Has he done any cases, or is it just an interesting?
I don't know.
Keeping busy.
Well, he's also the face of osteoporosis.
Oh, good. That's a condition that needs to be talked about more.
Do you mean he talks about it?
Yeah,
or?
Well, he suffers from it himself. Okay. So he's like the head guy, the guy ambassador. That's out front, the ambassador.
Fascinating.
He discovered Vanessa Amorosi, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Does he get like royalties off her still? Is that
course.
That sort
well,
of vibe?
He wrote the song for Vanessa Amorosi. Oh. So
he was a great songwriter.
Yeah, can you name another song though? He wrote that. Remember that guy, Joel Turner?
Yes.
Trapped in the struggle land.
I
no
do
time
remember
to
him. The
enough.
Big boxer.
Look, yeah. You're answering your own questions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Name another song. Here's another song. Joel Turner didn't do much after that, though.
It went to number one, that song. Wait, I remember that period.
You're very fascinated. I'm at your knowledge base about Mark Holden, really.
Well, it's pop culture, Jade, you know?
No, don't use that excuse on me.
What do you mean?
You had a secret crush on him, did you?
Oh, piss off. As if. Yeah, Joel Turner. Mark Holden bankrolled that whole thing.
He would have made money because the person who discovers them always the first to get paid, isn't it?
Here it is.
I remember this.
It was real deep at the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember this, Jade?
Oh, yeah. You're in your element right now.
Did that song speak to you, Maddie?
I think it did. I think it did.
Nah. It was a great song. Great song.
That was the era when beatboxing was a skill that might get you on MTV. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like it was maybe a 2-year period where if you could beatbox, you'd get a camera shoved in your face.
I've never watched MTV.
You could go viral on YouTube.
Your face.
By beatboxing a little bit.
I've never had it.
Wow.
Jackson's gobsmacked.
Horrified.
Yeah.
Well, you need Foxtel, don't you, to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Never had Foxtel.
Yeah, surely you would have caught it at somebody's house or something.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I never.
Crevo, you are in no position to judge. You don't even know who Mark Holden is.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I still watched MTV.
You didn't have a TV before year 2000.
Still watched MTV.
Yeah, good for you. But I've watched a lot more movies than you have.
Well, no doubt. Your ever-growing DVD collection is evidence of that.
Yeah.
Shocking, isn't it, Jackson? Ring the shame bell, please.
No.
It'll give it to me.
I don't
want to
ring the shame bell.
It'll give it to me.
No, I'm not. You're not shaming me.
I'm confused about who's getting shamed at
Both
this point.
Both of you.
Okay. Then don't give it to him.
Podcast time.
Oh,
enjoy the show.
Enjoy. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Time's up. Time's up. Time's up. All right. across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Welcome back, guys. How are we today?
Good.
Feeling brilliant.
Me too. How are we dealing with the whole daylight savings?
Well, it's fine. So dark, but
it
okay.
really is. Yeah, I haven't noticed.
Yeah, it's been okay.
I haven't noticed.
I haven't been bothered at all.
You know what? I think having it on the long weekend
really helps.
Actually awesome because, you know, you sort of do the whole adjustment period, you got another day, and then you it's just back to normal.
Yeah.
What did you guys get up to? Anything special?
I oiled the deck, which sort of took
a
time.
How'd that go?
How'd it turn out?
Yeah, it looks awesome. You know, there's a few tricks to it. I've never done that before, but, you know, making sure there's no streaks in it or extra bits and bobs.
Great side hustle for you. Mr. Deck.
Well, you know what? I did think as soon as I'd done it, that's a great little business to have running because you're supposed to do it twice a year, right? And
yeah.
A lot of people would feel guilty for not doing it. But yeah, awesome little business, I reckon.
Oh, who would have thought?
People neglected. I used to sell so much decking oil in the paint shop. Like, it was ridiculous where people would let it go for like 18 months.
Yep.
And they'd come in and you'd have to sell them the whole suite of products.
Yeah, yeah. You need the pre-cleaner, the cleaner, and the after cleaner.
And the scrubbing brush.
Yeah, so those brushes.
Twice a year.
Well, yeah, to have it looking absolutely smick, yeah, you should do, like, just one coat. It would be pretty easy if you do that.
Fair call. I went to pickleball on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sunday, I can't even remember what Ben and I did. I think we just hung out and chilled.
You've gone crazy buying Halloween decorations.
Oh, yeah, we did. We went shopping, and, yeah, Ben and I going all out for Halloween. So
I saw that on your Facebook. They're looking good, some of the stuff you've got.
Yeah, it's going to look sick. I'm very excited.
Big Halloween party at Jade's.
Mm.
First ever party. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're invited to.
Yeah, I can't wait, actually.
Have to dress up, though.
Yeah, my next question was, do we have to do scary costumes or can you just be a nurse or something?
Oh, you can... prefer to be, you can, whatever you want. As long as you're dressed up. I just want people dressed up
because
to the...
I wear black every day. Can't I just come as myself?
No.
Definitely not.
I went to Sydney. Mum's birthday was on, which was very nice, and you gave her a little present, Jade.
Yeah.
So, you know those masks for downstairs that Jade told us about? She gave one to my mum. Mm. Of course, I hit record, and... I've got a reaction good to go. Don't be offended.
I won't be offended.
So it's a lady bits mask.
She was very offended.
Oh, poor Sue.
I'll be funny. Then.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It's my birthday, I must spend my money.
A big happy birthday to my mum today, guys. She turns 52, but she held her party on the weekend.
Nice one.
Very kind of you, Jade. Of course, you on the show last week revealed that you had stitched up a deal with this company that makes, like, beauty masks for your downstairs.
Yeah,
for
your
lady
region.
Yeah.
Now, as a woman, like, I think that would be a nice gift to receive, right?
Well, I thought so. Yeah. I think so.
I mean,
I actually gave one.
You're getting my drift here?
Yeah.
I actually gave one of these lady masks to my sister-in-law on the weekend as well because I had a few to give away. And she was excited. She couldn't wait to give it a go. She was like, oh, once you've shaved or after you've had a wax, this will be great.
Pamper.
Poor old mum. She's quite, not prudish, but she never does any of that sort of thing. So
traditional.
I rolled the tape and this is what happened. Very awkward for me as well. Let me just say that. Jade got you a present.
She did not.
She said give that to your mum.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
Big fem. You do know. What is it?
No, read it.
Skincare for down there. Oh.
A lot of awkward silences. Yeah. She's standing there just shocked.
I can imagine her little eyes just going, what is this? As they get wider and wider.
It continued.
Will you use it?
I'm trying to think. What do I say?
What do I say to my son about this?
She thought about it because later on,
yeah,
she'd said to me, Matt, what, why would Jade give me that? What is she what is she trying to say?
Oh.
And I was like, Mom, it was just a joke for the show. She's like, oh, okay. That Jade, I don't know about her.
Also, I have to send her a real face mask.
Yeah, that might
that
be.
That might
she
be.
Was, yeah, she didn't use it.
Chelsea, though?
My sister.
Your sister,
I know.
Might give it a go.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to know, to be honest.
Well, maybe you could, like, you know, send this audio to another company that does face masks. They might hook us up.
Give us some freebies.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. Look. Well,
now I'm going to have to call her.
No. It's the thought that counts. It doesn't matter. I talked it over for you.
I'll ping off.
I don't
I'll
like you talking to
message.
My mother on the phone. You
Why?
Can send me a message because it's just weird.
What's wrong with you? That's not
you. Well, can I have your mum's number?
Yes, okay. You can. Call Carol.
Anyway.
Carol Bass.
Thank you, Jade. And happy birthday, Mum. 52 today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. Lads versus Lasses up next, Jade.
Yeah. So basically, we are playing a Battle of the Sexes game where we ask males female based questions. And vice versa for the girls. So if you think you are the ultimate sex and you can win it for us today, 13 10 09.
On offer today, passes to The Honest Thief at Event Cinemas.
Awesome.
So if you want to score those tickets, they went off over the weekend.
With Liam Neeson.
Yeah, another movie. Exactly the same role.
he's in a crime movie.
But he does them
he's
well.
He's holding a gun. He's tracking down the bad guy.
How unexpected.
No,
but you know what?
Today.
Of course, they're a lot of fun. We love it.
Well, that's why he keeps getting employed in that job. He's awesome at it.
Yeah, if you want to play 6-14, one guy, one girl, playing next.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
This is where the ladies and the gents, the lads and the lasses go head to head in our Battle of the Sexes game. Basically, we ask the guys female-based questions and ladies dude-based questions. It's that easy. And today you're playing for a double pass to New FM's exclusive screening of The Honest Thief at Reading Cinemas on Wednesday the 21st. It's going to be a great film to see.
We do need a lad as well. We do have a lass on the line. So if you're a guy, you want these tickets, call now 13 10 09.
If you dare.
If you know. Come
chickens.
On.
Come on, men. All right, we've got Tracy on the line. She spent the weekend at the Hunter Valley. She's on her way to Sydney and her favourite TV show is Yellowstone. I also believe you're a salad hater. What's the deal with that?
You don't make friends with salad.
You're a big barbecue lady, are you, Trace?
Yeah, sure am.
Yeah, righto. All right, well, let's get into these questions, try and win you some movie tickets. All right.
Okey-dokey.
Question number one. Which NRL team beat the Knights 46-20 over the weekend?
Was it
Rabbitohs? It was.
Yay!
1 point to the lasses. Come on, do we still need a guy?
We do.
Yes,
we
need a lad.
13 10 09. If you're a bloke who thinks you can beat Trace,
but you're not
going
to be able to.
Question number two: who plays Captain America in the Avengers franchise?
Oh.
Captain America.
Recently leaked his old fella, accidentally.
Oh,
picture of it online.
Terrible to have leakage issues.
I know his face, but I can't remember his name.
That's okay.
Chris Evans.
No clues for you.
Do you find him sexy, Tracy?
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right.
I wouldn't say no.
Apparently leaked photos out there if you can have a look. All right, question number three. What year did Tupac pass away? Was it A, 1994? Was it B, 2003? Or was it C, 1996?
1996.
Yay!
That is correct. 2 out of 3.
All right, the lads have let us down. Should we put 5 seconds on the board? 13, 10, 09. If you want to take on Tracy, you need to get 3 questions correct in order to walk away.
It's not
going to
happen. I've already got the gold stars out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, the ladies are
playing. What a disappointment. Yes.
Lads, you've let us down.
Well done,
so
Trace.
So proud of you, Tracy. You're heading to Reading Cinemas, Tulsdown, for our special screening.
There's a bloody lad on the phone now.
Too late.
Too slow.
Let's have a look at the leaderboard. Lasses currently on 17 gold stars. Lads, 18. Oh, the gap's closing.
I know. Very disappointing.
Thanks, Tracy. Safe travels back home. A new time up next with Hamish. And then 13, 10 and 9, Crevo. We're asking, what got stolen from the job site?
That's right. You know, there's a lot of expensive tools on board trucks and stuff these days, especially with everyone moving to the battery stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the sort of stuff we're after. 13, 10 and 9, what got nicked off the job site?
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle. This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, guys, obviously, last few weeks had a lot of tradies around, and there was two of them were complaining that they said that they have their, like, utes with the lockable toolboxes on the back, and they said that they'd noticed that the handles have been turned.
Yeah.
So they reckon people were testing to see if the lockboxes were open.
Wow.
That's
dodgy. They were like, oh, have you noticed any like dodgy stuff around the area? And I was like, not overly.
This happens a lot to tradies.
Totally.
I know so many painters that have lost thousands of dollars
worth
in like a night just like that. And it's so expensive. A lot of the time they haven't insured it. And it's like, God, give them a break.
Well, yeah. There's so many of the battery tools now. And they're so, they're so expensive. And people just, they'll get sold online or whatever, and, you know.
One guy I know lost a $10,000 spray machine from the back of his ute on a job site.
Jeez.
Like a paint spray gun. You get
Why
these,
would
like,
you leave that
really
on your car,
ones.
Though?
Well, it's very heavy, and you probably think,
nobody's taking
no
that.
No one's taking that. Well, they are.
Yeah.
It's a huge
How
problem.
How disappointing.
Anyway, 13, 10, 09, we want to know, what got stolen from the job site? Maybe it was like a ute thing, like sitting in the back of the tray, you just ducked in for a minute?
You know what I'd love to hear? If someone's actually nicked off with one of those little mini tractors, you know, you always go past council sites, like council roadworks, and you see those little diggers sitting on the side of the road? I always think to myself, like, surely they can't be hard to hotwire.
I wonder if I jumped in one, where would I go?
What could
That's
I do?
That's quite interesting, Jade. Interesting tidbit about you.
Really?
Fascinated about by a mini diggers.
Mini diggers.
Hard-wiring a mini digger.
All right, we're taking your calls.
Fast and the Furious over here.
After this, 13, 10, 09.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos.
Short working week, doesn't it feel good, guys?
Oh, it should be like this all the time.
Yeah. I did think that. I was like, when Jade becomes mayor, it'll be 3-day weekend.
Oh, it will be. Don't you worry, Newcastle.
Hey, 13, 10, 09 this morning. What got stolen from the job site?
What you gonna do when they come for you? Yeah, because tradies are always carrying around often tens of thousands of dollars worth of tools in the back of their trucks or vans or whatever. And there's opportunistic bad people out there. Couple of guys on the job site at my place were saying that, like, they noticed the handles on their lockable boxes on the back had been turned, like somebody had been trying to get in on their lunch break. They're like, have you noticed anything? You know, we'll keep them locked, that sort of gear.
What scum? And you know what? They basically can't really go to cash converters or any of like that because they do track, like, when
serial numbers
come through with particular items. But now marketplaces out there, it's just so easy for them to just list
it's
the
getting
item.
It's sold quickly and through different sources and avenues. Very dodgy.
So terrible. And it just really ruins people's weeks. And, and it's such a cost that a small business owner can't afford.
No.
That's right. It's so true. 13, 10, 09, what got stolen from the job site? Good morning, Woz.
How you going, guys?
Hey, Woz.
Thanks.
Not tools, but, mate, we worked on a large industrial project, mate, and someone decided to help themselves to the commercial grade ice machine that supplied all the boys on site. So,
Oh no! That's the worst. Was it summer as well?
Yeah, summer, mate, and took a few pie ovens as well, mate, so they got it all decked out at home now.
Jeez, that's almost the worst, almost worse than losing tools, because in the 40-degree job site, when you're working right through summer, you're fuming.
Yeah, mate, come down and don't dog the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Bloody hell, there's nothing more to kill morale than taking their ice machine and their
pie warmers.
That's not something that a boss is replacing
that's right. They'd be like, because that's a real perk of the job.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we bought you one. We're not buying you another one for that to go missing as well.
Hey, Boz, give yourself a cheeky plug.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you.
Okay, no, okay. I see you, man. No worries. I tried to give him a plug.
Thanks for calling.
I think he works for another company, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I'm getting.
What's Woz short for? What, like?
Warren.
Warren.
Yeah.
Warren.
You don't know any Wozes?
No. Yeah. Well, Woz hang on, one Woz, but he's not, I just thought his name was Woz.
No. You're learning, Jay.
I am.
Aren't we all?
Are you even Aussie?
I've just never really come across a Warren.
Oh,
that's because they're all nicknamed Woz.
Yeah. But guys, love it or loathe it after this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get your thoughts on a couple of things. But one in particular, which I think will float your boat, Maddie, is cats. But I'll tell you more in a sec.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. New FM. Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic, and this morning I want to talk cats.
Cats.
Three, two, one, go!
I love it.
Just in general, could be knickknacks.
What?
Like, if you like the look of, knickknacks, little cat like statues.
Like cats
just
in general.
Just cats in general.
I'm not a big cat guy. I'm going to say loathe it.
Yeah, love cats. I mean...
Tell me about Chester, because
he's
your one
and only. He's a great little cat. He didn't want to bar of me over the weekend because I think he could smell my housemate's cat on me.
Oh, you're a trader now.
Yeah, trader cat. But look, I don't know. Cats, yeah.
You love cats. Why do you loathe cats?
Cats don't like me. So when I go up...
Really?
Yeah, for some reason...
Yeah, like, puss.
Well, they just come up to me. I get scratched a lot by cats for someone who doesn't own a cat.
How interesting.
And I just want to pat a cat. Like, they look like nice animals.
They are little users, cats. They're just, they take and never give.
Well, they say that cats are the guardians of the Egyptian gods. So if
I have heard that theory.
Yeah, so maybe like you're like an evil spirit, like reincarnated, and that's why cats don't like you. They're picking up on your vibe.
It's totally possible.
Anything's possible.
For whatever reason, they don't like me.
I feel like this is more fitting to play. I've got some psychic music there, Jade. It just went very mystical there. Maybe the cats don't like you because
you're reincarnated an evil spirit.
Your spirit's all around. Continue your story, Jay.
Well, look, it's not so much psychic anymore, but basically this guy on the weekend, he went to one of those recycling bins where you dump your old clothes, and he heard cries from a cat inside those big steel enclosed, recycling, for the Salvation Army booths.
Yeah, I'm just going to kill this.
Yeah.
And so basically he called police out, and the police confirmed, we can hear cat cries, and thinking, oh no, what scumbags put a poor cat stuffed inside this recycling box. 90 minutes later, fire brigade's there. They have to break open the bin, and they're digging through to find this cat. Turns out it was a battery-powered cat meows. This fluffy cat.
What a waste of resources.
And they said it sounded so real.
Oh, my God.
So real.
Now, if you've ever wondered, or, if people ever ask you, what's the difference between this show and other shows? You're listening to it right now. This is the essence of it. Psychic Jade, Egyptian pyramids.
You know what, Jade? I feel like...
Yeah. And we got it all in this show,
I feel like that was a great story by itself. Didn't need to love it or loathe it.
Isn't that fascinating, though?
Yeah.
Well, the poor five, and they'd be like, I came out all the way from this.
I wonder if they kept it. Who would throw away such a good toy? obviously worked.
Well, clearly a very
annoying
parent.
It's not throwing it away,
parent.
It's donated. Well, that's the thing. They're not bins, Jade. Just letting you know, that's not where you put your trash.
Oh, thank you.
That's where you put your good stuff.
Not, oh, well.
$6.50. What are you putting in them?
Well, the
are
stuff
you putting your kitchen trash?
Oh, Benny, the bin's full again. Lucky there's those big square bins down the road.
I'm not doing that.
Salvo's written on it.
But, you know, you put your stuff in there you don't really like anymore. I guess I just think it's rubbish, but to someone else it's treasure, I guess.
Those potato peels. Oh, that's right. You microwave your mash.
Then don't laugh. You did it the other week.
Twice. Jade,
Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up, time's up.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Crevo, just chatting off air about Jade's Halloween party, the social event of the year, some would say.
Well, not many events around this year, so it really is.
Well, that's true. Yeah, so Halloween's coming up, so we're throwing a Halloween party.
Yep.
And what,
the decorations
come on, say
look
it.
So good.
You're looking at
the
me.
The decorations look great, but it's just interesting to see you planning a party.
Really?
Because a party at your house, apparently there's no food provided.
I said
That is shocking to me. Doritos. Jade said there will be Doritos and lollies.
There'll be Doritos and lollies.
Is it acceptable though to hold a party with no food other than Doritos? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
Since when do you have to provide
food?
It's
your party. You do whatever you want.
Well, I think you should.
Who's providing food at
most people?
Are they?
Well, have you ever been to Crevo's house and left hungry?
Crevo's
never.
Is different, though. When you go to Crevo's, there's only ever, like, two of us two, and then you put on a little platter, and it's a different sort of a party. This is like having...
This is a rager.
A few people around, everyone on the piss, and...
Oh, good. Okay, I'm excited.
Don't get me wrong.
I'm very excited. But I think
Eat
you need
beforehand.
To provide food. Okay.
Eat beforehand.
Any party I've ever been to has always had food.
Has it?
Yeah. If I've ever thrown a party, I've always put on a barbie or pizza or something. Something's got to be there.
Come on, Jade.
Jade's rethinking the whole thing now.
Look, I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board. I just thought chips, Doritos, salsa, lollies, maybe some Twiggies.
Corn chips.
Twiggy sticks.
Good.
At least that's something. That's good.
Hey, I'm happy to go.
I can't wait.
There's going to be lots of candy.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm into that. Very good. Well, we can't wait, Jade. Well,
maybe I'll get some party pies and sausage rolls. So I can just put them in the oven.
Your party there guests you might be hungry, but I'll tell you one person who isn't hungry, and that is your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, had some health issues with his heart last year.
Big surgery, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Dad had a double bypass.
Oh,
but he's been
God.
Eating so much junk food. He came to visit you last week.
He did.
He got in trouble, I hear.
Yeah. So basically, like, not only has my dad had that double bypass surgery on his heart, but he actually has type 2 diabetes as well.
Oh.
My dad's a truck driver, so it can be difficult on the road to eat healthy and, you know, watch your weight. But the thing is, Dad's been blowing out over the last week, and he said to me, Jade, and this is really funny actually, he goes, Jade, is it bad eating bananas and strawberries and dipped in chocolate? I said, Dad.
What do you think, Dad?
I said, well, you shouldn't be dipping the strawberries in chocolate, but, you know, the fruit isn't bad. Yeah, it's natural sugar, but it could be worse if you're having Snickers bars. So I think, you know, in moderation.
Better of the evils.
But then he goes, oh, no, not the fruit. As he was trying to skirt around the idea. He said, no, chocolate milk, strawberry milk, and the banana milk you can get. I said, Dad, no. You shouldn't be having those. I said, thanks for telling me the truth. You got there. But I said, no, Dad, you can't be doing that. So anyway, I told my sister, who's in the health profession, she got very angry. I said, look, I'm sorry, Dad. Like, I've dobbed you into Brooke. And then anyway, Brooke sent him a really bad message. She goes, hey, Dad,
Just a friendly reminder to eat healthy today, all day, every day. You had heart surgery less than a year ago. It does not give you the license to eat like that again. You may not be so lucky if you have to have heart surgery again. Oof. I love you so much. Do the right thing.
Oh, brutal.
It was a bit brutal.
Oh, your poor dad, but he needs to be told.
He does. Yeah. And I said, Dad, you know you shouldn't be having chalky milk.
Yeah. Well, 13:09 this morning, when did you have to school your parents on anything in life? It happens all the time.
It does.
Totally.
I think as they get older, more so when it comes to their diet, because they get cholesterol issues and all that sort of stuff. And they know they shouldn't be having that stuff.
I mean, it could be anything, though.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
When did you have to school your parents?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Mm.
Yeah, Jade, your dad came to visit you recently, busted, caught in the act, eating junk food after his heart surgery.
He's
diabetic as well.
Yeah, not good.
Big trouble from your sister.
Yeah, my sister, my older sister, she cracks the whip with Dad. Because she works in the health industry, so he sort of takes on what she says a little bit more seriously. But she can be a little bit brutal, and she basically schooled my dad and said, you might not be lucky next time if you have to have heart surgery, so do the right thing.
Sometimes you just have to school your parents.
Yeah. I mean, look... Way to take his masculinity away.
I know.
Like, way to strip him of his...
But poor dad.
You just want him around, right?
Yeah, we do. And it's out of love. And
he is. But you know what? He's an adult as well. It's his own. Yeah. It's his life. You can't control everyone.
No chalky milk's feel.
Yeah, recently I had to do a bit of schooling with my dad.
Yeah.
Because he got a new phone recently. And, you know, when you have a phone, you just have your log into the phone and then, like, all of your emails and stuff just pop up. But when he switched to the new phone, he didn't know any of his passwords. And it was such a process to, like, I had to go get the verification and, like, I was like, you've got to keep track of these passwords because he relies on the emails for his business.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need the emails. I was like, what's the password? He goes, I just don't know.
My mum writes all of her passwords in an exercise book, and she always loses it.
Like, you need to keep track of this.
I have a couple of passwords written down in my diary.
Do you?
Yeah, because some of them, like my Woolies Rewards card. Like, who's remembering that?
And who wants, like, who's stealing that? No one's stealing that.
Hey, Gabby, when did you school your parents?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I actually schooled my mum recently and I'm still in trouble, but I think it was worth it. I've recently gone on a bit of a health kick, lost a bit of weight. Like, everyone in my family, including myself, is on the obese side of overweight.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, I'm finally in the healthy weight range for the first time in my life.
Yay!
Thanks. But she was like, you've lost too much weight. You're getting too skinny. And it's like,
nope. Hey, not how it works.
Gabby, is your mum, does she have an Italian background? Just from that accent?
Czech background. So Czech East background. European background.
So they love feeding you up.
Yes, exactly. Oh, you know, I went on a cycle yesterday. Yeah, I went on a cycle yesterday. You shouldn't cycle that far. It's bad for you, you know.
So. That's not how health works, Mum.
That's really sweet.
That is very
so
sweet.
So you scolded her to try and scold her to maybe, like, jump on the bandwagon with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she's off to her cardiologist today, and exactly that. They're going to be the ones telling her that she should be actually doing the same thing as I'm doing at the moment. Mm. I said, this will be a risk mitigation measure. She needs to take this stuff on board. Like, this is actually healthy.
100%.
Yeah.
No one's arguing with you.
It happens a lot. Oh, congrats, though, Gab.
That's
I'm
awesome
so glad
news.
You're getting healthy. Very good. Well, there you go. See, that does happen
does
out
happen.
There.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, up next, we're all Samsung users here on the team.
Yeah, love Samsung.
A lot of people, though, have the iPhone. And there's a new feature coming to Samsung that I reckon might make you consider changing to Samsung's if you're an iPhone user.
Very hard to do.
Very hard to do. But this new feature is actually mind-blowing. It's going to It's a game changer. I'm putting it out there.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Okay, Google.
I can assure you, this thing's on.
Yeah, we don't normally do tech chat on this show.
No.
Definitely far from it. But an awesome feature possibly coming to the... Well, so they say it's coming to the new Samsung phones. One of the most annoying things in life, I would say, is waiting on hold, right? Mm. Especially sometimes certain companies, I'm not going to name any of them.
Awful.
It just can be like an hour,
yeah,
even,
terrible.
Or worse. I remember recently when... like COVID first hit, I had to call up to do something with my like airline tickets.
Yeah.
And that was over an hour. And then I did try to do the internet, and because everyone was like waiting, working from home, they said I was 500th in the queue.
Get
wow.
out.
It's like saying around the same time I had to call Telstra.
Mm.
I added up, I waited a total of 8 hours online and on the phone.
That's ridiculous.
With no, yeah, you had, no resolution.
You had issues with your internet company there at one point too.
Yeah.
I remember.
A nightmare.
Absolutely. Well, this new feature apparently coming to Samsung phones, it's like the AI, the technology behind it, it will wait on hold for you.
Oh,
wow.
Amazing.
I think even iPhone users won't be able to resist
I'd pay
the
for
opportunity.
That.
Well, don't say it too loud because yeah. they'll start charging.
They will charge.
Google is listening.
Yeah, that's right.
That's incredible. So how does it work?
So what will happen, right? You call up the company
yep.
and it listens to the recording or whatever, and then you can just have your phone in your pocket or whatever, and then it like rings when the person answers and then you answer the phone.
Oh, that's incredible. That's a game changer.
Isn't that an unbelievable, like, little invention? And it's probably not that big a thing for them because it can recognize
no.
a real voice, probably.
Yeah.
And it's like that'll save you potentially over the rest of your life thousands of hours.
Because I'll be honest with you, I had to call Amazon up over the weekend, funny enough, because I forgot my password, so I can't log in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so basically, they put me on hold because I had to call a different department.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know what? This is just taking too long. I'm just going to hang up.
I'm just going to cancel my order for walking sticks or
but
whatever.
She called me back and she said, oh, I don't know what happened there. And I was like, oh, yeah, me either. And I felt bad.
At least she called you back.
She did call me back.
That's a rare thing.
Which is good service from Amazon. But
imagine the things you could do with your life. By
well,
saving this time.
Yeah.
It's a huge amount of time. I just had a thought, if you Google how long you spend on hold your whole life, it's got to be, I don't know, months, I reckon. We're doing a live Google
and
now.
And you know what? I don't trust. You know when it says, oh, leave your number and we'll call you when you're next
oh,
in
Oh, they never
queue?
Do.
I don't trust that system.
Here we go. Your whole life. Oh, hundreds of hours, is it?
Yeah.
Hundreds of hours.
That's weeks in the end.
And you only live once.
Oh, sorry. You'll spend 43 days on hold over your life.
Oh.
43 whole days.
Google giving you a month back of your whole life. Yes, please. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You can
I like
listen
that.
Into my conversations for that.
1,032 hours.
It makes you sick, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This
is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, there's this incredible story that's come out about a woman who went missing, right?
Yeah.
She was found floating alive at sea. She's gone 2 years.
2 years?
She was floating in the ocean for that long.
Sure. Mm. How did she survive?
Well, people... well... they're not 100% sure yet.
I'm calling it now. This story is BS.
No, it's not. She went missing she's gone missing for 2 years. They found her floating alive at sea. Fishermen thought she was a piece of driftwood.
She couldn't have just been lying in the water. She must have had a boat or something.
No, she was 2 kilometres offshore, just floating.
Okay, well, we'll find out more after this.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Incredible story that's just come out about this Colombian woman, guys, who went missing 2 years ago, and she's being found alive at sea. So these stunned fishermen spotted Angelica floating off the coast of Colombia. She was about 2 kilometres away from the shore, and they actually thought she was a piece of driftwood until she raised her hand to signal for help. And then the fishermen go over in their boat and they're trying to line up next to her to pull her in safely, but she was exhausted. She was suffering from hypothermia after trying to stay afloat for more than 8 hours.
Jeez. Right, so she was... Oh, so she... Okay, just hang to clarify, she wasn't in the ocean for 2 years.
No.
As previously mentioned.
No. But they're saying... She was jumping into the ocean, she was floating, and then she'd, like, come back onto shore, and then she'd jump back out again, and float to just... She wanted a new life, so she thought, you know, she didn't have a boat, she couldn't afford a plane ticket or anything like that.
By the sounds of it.
So she just thought she'd just try and float her way down the coast.
So she was a real bright spark.
Yeah. Disappeared from family.
It's horror. It's actually a very sad story behind it.
It is.
But the poor thing.
I'm
like
just
8 hours.
She's safe and sound.
8 hours is still a massive time to be in the water.
Oh,
The feelings that must have been running through her mind, I can't even comprehend.
No. No, and she was just holding on to one of these, like, I guess they're floating rings. It was almost sort of like life jacket, but it was more round.
I mean, it's, yeah. Look, read it on your own time, but it's a very, very sad story.
I can't believe she's so lucky to be alive. Real talk.
Yeah.
Like, she could have...
And they said her first words after being rescued were, "I was born again. God did not want me to die." So she was a very faithful woman.
Jeez.
You've got to have faith to risk that.
Wow. Absolutely.
Imagine the wrinkles.
Well, yeah, that too. Like
being in the water for that long.
Yeah, you have a bath for 15 minutes, you already look wrinkly. Like, she'd be looking like, you know, those dried apricots?
Yeah.
sort of vibe going on, I reckon.
Bless her heart.
I'm glad she's safe.
So anyway, she's being rescued. She's safe. She's back with her family.
No more swimming for you, love.
But imagine that. Imagine getting the call saying, "Hey, we found your relative who's been missing for a couple of years."
Yeah.
Found her floating in the ocean.
You'd hardly believe it, would you?
Nah.
You wouldn't. I mean, it's, yeah. Look, like I said, glad she's safe and okay. 2 years, a long time to be away from your family.
Yeah.
What's the goss up next with Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Juicy details about Lady Gaga and John Mayer and Perez Hilton's latest memoir. I'll unpack them. Also, too, Jessica Alba's made some weird claims about the 90210 cast from 98 or something like that.
Oh, God.
They've shot back and they're confused.
There's a throwback.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Good morning, Producer Jackson.
Good morning, Perez Hilton. Have you heard that he's got a new book out?
No.
Okay, so this is going into detail about a big feud that he had with Lady Gaga. Also, interesting details about John Mayer. So let's start with Gaga. I'm going to quote the book. "As she became Lady Gaga to the world, she began drinking in a different, much more serious way, also popping all kinds of pills, and became very hard to deal with." So he's gone into detail about an incident that took place in Australia, actually. He followed her out here. Asked her about her film clip Judas. Apparently she cut the interview short and then trashed him in the press. And also too, he's claiming Gaga made him write about Christina Aguilera in a negative way when she released her album Bionic. Yeah, so he's saying that she's not as nice as everybody thinks she is.
How can she make him write something bad about another person?
How can anyone make anyone
because
do anything?
He's writing it. So.
I believe Gaga here. Perez Hilton is very jaded.
Mm.
Like, and he's just a gossip artist.
They used to be such great friends.
Really?
And then something happened, like this incident obviously happened.
Mm. Yeah, she realised that he's just an absolute parasite. So he goes on to say, "She never explicitly asked me to write anything nasty, but being her friend, hearing her moan about it all the time, you feel compelled to do something about it." So there you go, there's the answer to that, Jade. Yeah. I think he's just using this as an easy out for being an absolute scumbag.
I think so too, because
he's got a new book out. This is just a bit of goss to get him... Yeah.
Yeah. This is juicy goss from it, though. He says that when John Mayer was dating Jessica Simpson, John Mayer approached him in a club. He says everything happened very quickly, but basically John leaned over, pashed him, and before he knew it was a 5-minute makeout session, and then it was done.
Also don't believe it.
Isn't that interesting?
Wait, between John Mayer and Perez Hilton?
Nah.
As if.
No.
That's a no for me.
I'm going to read the book because it's very interesting, but I don't believe anything that this guy has to say.
Yeah. No,
it just feels like he's just making stuff up.
John Mayer dates the most beautiful women in the world. And he's making out with Perez Hilton.
And if you watch the documentary on Lady Gaga, she is actually, she believes in saying, if you've got a beef with someone, she actually says it in there. Say it to their face, don't say it behind their back, because she actually talks about Madonna in it. She's just like, I don't know what Madonna's problem is, like, but anyway. So I don't know, I don't think she's going around causing drama like that.
Perez is just salty. Hey, moving on to Jessica Alba, who's also salty, apparently. So back in 97, she appeared in 90210. She was a pregnant teenager. She's opened up about what it was like on the set. The stars are confused about it, though. This is what she had to say.
On the set of 90210, I couldn't even make eye contact with any of the cast members, which was really strange when you're, like, trying to do a scene with them. Yeah, I was like, you're not allowed to make eye contact with any one of the cast members or you'll be thrown off the set.
So you'd be pretty uncomfortable, right? I've heard bad things about the 90210 cast, like Tori Spelling, Shannon Doherty.
They were all difficult, like the
Rat Pack, apparently, like divas back in the day. Mm. But Jenny McCarthy and Tori Spelling, they have a podcast, and this is their response to it, a little bit catty.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was a little horrified when I saw that clip, and she had an awful experience, because I wipe my child's ass with her baby wipes every single day. I'm so upset right now. I'm just wondering if there was some, like, cool memo that was, like, going around from the producers or the ADs, and we didn't even know.
Wow. Very, very weird that after all of these years, she's decided to bring this up now.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. I will say this about the 90210 cast, though. Stop doing it again. Like, they just keep on remaking 90210. We get it. You're old. Like, and they haven't
You've
even
got
left.
No other jobs. We get it.
They're not even teachers. They still hang around the high school. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're up to number 3 now. Yeah. Wow. I think the third incarnation
and
of the show.
And it keeps getting cancelled and it comes back. It's just like, what's going on at night?
Yeah. It's the cockroach of TV series.
These people just open their mouths and that's all that comes out. And a really weak paycheck.
It's getting less and less over time.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up, time's up. All right. All right, you got 30 seconds, you ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax, open your mind. Let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jade, as we mentioned earlier on in the show, your big Halloween party, October 31st, you've invited the whole team, which is great. Thank you.
That's right.
Controversial, though, you're not providing any food.
Well, is it acceptable, though, to hold a party with no food other than Doritos? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
Since when do you have to provide food?
It's your party. You do whatever you want.
Well, I think you should.
Who's providing food at...
Most people.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
You know what? I'm gonna side with Jade and say, if it's your party, as long as you stipulate it beforehand, you can do whatever you want. Well, no food's fine. You just got to say it.
It's her party and she'll cook if she wants to. Is that what you're saying?
Thank you, Hamish.
Yeah,
yes.
That's the sort of thing I go for.
Am I really on an island here? Please.
I think you
give
are.
Give me a break. No. Jackson, you agree with me, right? You definitely need to have food at a party.
Look, all the parties I've been to, that's been the case, and I wouldn't throw a party without chucking on a spread.
Yeah, but everyone's coming after 8:30 when darkness falls.
That's fine.
Plenty of time to eat dinner
beforehand.
Time's
not an issue.
Eat before you come.
Yeah.
Is what Jade says.
There are certain expectations.
I'm not providing a banquet, like a vampire banquet.
There are certain expectations when you go to someone's house. If you're asking people to BYO alcohol, they expect food. You can't have it both ways.
Oh. I don't know.
Just quietly, how awesome would a vampire banquet be, though?
I know, it'd be pretty sick. Awesome. Yeah. You know, if I was a millionaire, we'd have the whole shebang.
Oh, the stakes are bleeding. It's on purpose.
13:10:09 this morning, right or wrong, having no food at a party.
You team Maddie or team me? I think it's fine. As long as you say there'll be no food, so you know what to do.
Doritos, salsa, sinful. Lollies.
Absolutely sinful. Oh. Shame. Wish I had my shame bell.
I can ring it for
ring
you.
Ring it for yourself.
I don't know. Thanks.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, right or wrong, having no food at a party. Shame, Jade, shame. Of course, you're holding your first annual Halloween party on October 31st. Because let's be honest, very rarely does Halloween fall on a weekend.
On a Saturday night.
What a treat.
It's going to be awesome. I'm super excited. And I was telling you guys all about the decorations.
Oh,
I've got.
You were sending them through pictures of them all weekend.
I'm going extreme. And
give us, set the scene. What will be at this party? Talk us through the decorations.
Okay,
quickly.
Well, I've got to leave some surprises.
Well,
but,
please do.
Okay, but basically, you're going to be walking through the gate where there's going to be a lot of caution tape. And then the house is going to be lit up red.
Red.
And then there's a fog
machine.
Better
be careful. Some people might get the wrong idea if your house is lit up red.
Why?
Just saying. Just
Google what happens when there's a red light at a house. It's not a doctor's surgery.
No, but a demon could be living there on Halloween night.
Oh, is that what you're calling it now?
There's going to be a fog machine. You know, so you're walking through the mist and then all around you see horror.
Are you narrating the thriller video here? It sounds like it.
But I'm not going to give away all my cool decorations because I want it to be a surprise. But, you know, there's a lot of, scary stuff.
You're a regular Vincent Price. Yes. Hey, 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, though, is it right or wrong not to provide food? Because you just said you're not providing any sort of food other than Doritos and lollies at this party.
Because I thought we're telling everyone to get there after 8:30 because with daylight savings, you need to get there on nightfall. It needs to be black. So, basically, I just thought Doritos, just chips, bit of dip, and, you know, some lollies.
Crevo, you really do need at least a cheese platter,
no,
right?
I think if you tell people, it's fine. What I don't want to do is think there's going to be food and turn up and get disappointed.
I know.
But if you get told there's no food, you can pre-eat.
Okay, okay.
Well, because like I figured drinks, like, you know, and then everyone heads down to Beaumont Street for a wild night out in costume, you know?
You just want the bodies at the party and you don't want to do any of the work to entertain them.
What?
Like, you want everyone to be at your party, but you don't want to offer them a Jats and a bit of cheese? It's the least you can do. Heidi, what are your thoughts on this? Is she crazy for not buying food for this party? Hey, Heidi. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely crazy. I think she's trying to play to her strengths, which she can completely understand and normally on tea days. You need to provide food.
Oh. What? Okay. Well, that's disappointing because I thought, you know, everyone would have eaten by then. That's all. I just thought.
No, you've got to line your stomachs. If you're drinking, you need to be a responsible host, mistake.
I guess so. I thought about having a COVID register.
How can you think of having that? Are you setting up your own QR code, AJ? Get some Jats and cheese at a minimum.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Heidi.
All right. One for Team Crevo. I like how this is going.
Corey, hello.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Corey. Crazy, right? What are your thoughts on this? Should she be providing food at this party?
Of course she should. What's she doing? she can't not provide food, but then provide a QR code.
Really?
Crazy,
I'm
right?
I'm pretty sure I can.
No, it's an unwritten rule. When you go to a party, you need to provide food, especially if there's alcohol going to be involved.
Yeah, yeah. See, I think you're right, Corey. Now tell me, if you were to hold a party, what kind of party would it be?
If I was to hold a party, are we talking any kind of party?
Any kind of party you want, my friend.
80s party.
80s party. And oh, the classic.
Okay, and what are you providing?
Yeah, what kind of food would you provide?
Oh, I'd do everything. Even if they've had dinner, I would still make sure there's hot food and stuff there ready to go.
Yeah.
Right. See the old sausage rolls and party pies? You can't go wrong.
That's a simple solution for you, Jade. Thank Stick you, them Corey. In the oven. Away you go. Oh,
Mr. Perfect, thanks for calling.
I think what we've
100% of Newcastle agrees with Maddie.
Yeah, you need to provide food.
All right, fine. I'll order some pizzas.
There you go.
Simple.
Really?
Problem solved.
Oh, well, good. Even better. Excellent. I can't wait.
Yeah. His favourite.
Maddie loves pizza.
Get your order in, Maddie.
With the Novos. Can I get the premium one or is it just the cheese lover?
Just for you. Don't tell anyone else.
All right. Up next, ScoMo, over the long weekend, what do you reckon he would have got up to?
Long weekend. ScoMo, watching the footy. I think Sharks are in the finals, aren't they?
Yeah, it's the sort of thing you might think.
He likes throwing a couple of bevvies down.
Cooking his curry.
Well,
he loves Indian curry night, actually.
He does love that. What he's done instead is build a chicken coop. I'm not kidding. All right? And it turns out, I've done some research, he's actually got form for this kind of thing. He loves getting out the old drill and hammer, swinging his
Scotty
tool around.
Cam, eh? All right, finding out about this next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Very different day today, guys. Overcast, tops of 19 degrees around the lake today.
Jeez, because it got hot on the weekend.
Didn't it? What?
It was awful. Horrible. I was at Mum's in Sydney, Richmond. Terrible.
Yeah.
Such dry, horrible heat.
Heat, yeah.
Why for summer?
Aircon's not working either.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. guys, ScoMo over the long weekend decided to put together a chicken coop. Now, you wouldn't think that the Prime Minister of Australia would have time to do that. Also, you'd think he'd have enough coin to hire a handyman, which leads me to think... His DIY is actually a publicity stunt.
You reckon?
Yeah, for sure.
I started to think this because it's not the first time he's actually done this, right?
Yeah.
So I think it was a couple of months ago when everyone's like in heavy isolation.
Yeah.
He put out this video where he assembled a cubby house.
Oh, that's right.
Now...
part two now.
Yeah, this is part two. And he's obviously had a lot of good publicity from that and thought, what can I do over the long weekend to get me a bit of positive, you know, reaction from the voters? Build a chicken coop.
I know you're being sceptical.
Very
sceptical.
But
I'm going to be the optimist here. Maybe he just enjoys doing, like, it's stressful relief for him being in the backyard.
Looking at the chicken coop, it's so, like, it's almost pre-done. Like, as if it's so nice and fancy. He just possibly couldn't have done this himself.
Well, he did agree, admit that his, like, wife and daughter ordered the set online, right? Now, what I'm going to do to help you along with this argument to, you know, see my side of the story is play little bits of the cubby house build video, right? Because this is his OG, you know, publicity stunt in DIY terms, right? The first part is with his kid. He's roped his kid into this thing, and you can just hear in her voice that she's been, like, dragged into the whole situation. Have a listen to this.
G'day, I'm here with Lily, and we are here to build a cubby house today. And here we go. We've been to Bunnings, and we've got all the wood.
All the wood.
We've measured it all out.
Say all the wood.
All the power tools.
Yep. And the hammers, and we're all ready to go. This is quite a family project. You ready, Lil?
Yep.
Excellent.
Sounds like those Bunnings videos.
It did feel like it was sponsored by Bunnings. And also, how many hammers do you have? I feel like he's not sure of the whole situation. My second piece of evidence is from later in the cubby house build video, where he doesn't really seem too sure what the roof frames are called. It's like he's being fed lines from his publicity team. Have a listen to this.
Got the little bits and pieces. We're going to make windows as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then maybe one of those sort of Mr. Ed doors. You know, the ones that have a top and a bottom.
Yep.
I reckon that'll be fun. We've got the roof trusses in or whatever they're called.
Whatever they're called, I've got no idea what's going on here. I'm being fed lines, but it's going to get me a lot of likes on Facebook.
It's good he's doing that with his daughter, though.
You know what, though? People are quite offended, though, because apparently the Chooks will be named after the former first ladies of the country.
That was my next bit as well. And you know what? Like, to have a chicken named after you that's got a short...
lifespan.
Who cares? Take it.
What happens to Julia Gillard's partner, though?
Wow, yeah. Is he the rooster or is he another hen? I don't know.
That is a good point,
either
actually.
Way, it's not working well for him, is it?
I think that's a nice thing that he's doing.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus. It's worked again for
him. It's worked again.
He's got my vote.
The king of marketing.
Isn't he what?
He's the true king of marketing, Jay.
Maddie and Creezo. The Novos. Across Newcastle.
This is
Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Maddie, some would say you're a perfectionist when it comes to doing your job. You like cross your T's and dot your I's.
You're an expert.
Yeah. You're a media professional.
Yeah, thanks.
But websites normally end in .com. But we noticed you said something a little differently about 5 minutes ago.
Go to shophum, HUMM.com, before October is over.
I'm just, these things happen, spelling error or something, is it?
.com.
C-O-M-E, was it?
Yeah. Sorry about that. The real website, just to clarify, is shophum.com.
.com.
Very simple.
Really. Oh, I'm going to get in so much trouble for that today.
No, you won't. Look, mistakes happen.
The business is called Hum, H-U-M-M.
Yeah, it was confusing. You eyes see what they want to see.
Apologies to the client. That website again, shophum.com.
Great company. I believe. Yeah.
Very good company. Yeah. They love it. Hey, up next, we have a $50 Casey's toy voucher to give away. Brand new game, one-off only. It's called My Kid's the Greatest. So basically how this works, if you think your kid is the most well-behaved kid, maybe, you know, they've displayed some very good behavior over the school holidays, mm-hmm. long weekend, and you want to brag about your kid, give us a call, 131009, and we're going to pick the best kid to give the voucher to. If they've been really well behaved, we want to give back to them.
Or maybe they've done something really nice for the community or something as well.
Yeah.
That's the sort of story. We'd love some feel-good stories here.
But parent versus parent, basically. Yeah. So you've got to really get behind your kid here.
Yeah. That's right. They've really got to be an angel.
One for the families.
131009, playing next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
131009 this morning. We want to give back to all of you good kids out there. We've got a $50 Casey's toy voucher. If your kid's been particularly well-behaved these school holidays, give us a call, 131009, and tell us why. I believe we have a caller.
We do.
Katie.
Good morning, Katie.
Hello, Katie.
Morning.
Tell us about your kid. What's her name?
Sophia.
And why has Sophia been so well behaved this holidays?
Well,
these holidays.
Majority of the holidays, she's been helping me do like chores and things like that. Like we had a whole trailer full of fill, and she got a little shovel and she put her back into it and got in there and helped me mow the lawn. And instead of whippersnipping, she got little scissors and she cut around the edges.
Oh, that's adorable.
So you've really put her to work. You know, child labour is not a thing, Katie.
No, but she wants to help. Even my mum's cat went missing and she made little posters up trying to help. And
oh, bless her.
Yeah, she's just a little kind-hearted little thing. And
I love Sophia.
Did she do the whole unloading of the whole trailer?
She didn't stop the whole time. She went in and got drinks for us and she climbed in the trailer. She had the littlest shovel, but she put her back into it, poor little darling. And she's like, oh, my back's really sore now. And I gave her a little massage to take her. But she's a little hard worker and I'm really grateful for her.
How old is she now?
She will be 6 on the 1st of January.
Aww.
All right, a very nice story. You really did sell that to us, Katie. But we're going to put 10 seconds on the clock. If you think your kid deserves it over Katie's kid, give us a call right now, 131009, for that $50 Casey's toy voucher.
Sophia worked. She's really sweated it out in the backyard.
10 seconds on the clock.
Starts now. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Yay! You win it.
You got it.
Yours.
Sophia.
Oh, now they ring.
Now they ring. Too late. Too late. That's it.
Casey's toys.
Yeah, Casey's toys.
No, I think she's...
yours.
Is Sophia there?
She is here.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Sophia.
Hey, Sophia.
Hi.
Are you telling her what to say, Katie? Like, spoken like a true stage mother right there. You won, you get the prize. Very good. Hey, guys, last call's up next, Jade.
Yep, you can call us about anything you want. We were discussing right or wrong having a party with no food earlier, if you can or can't do that. When did you have... you know, to school your parents. There's numerous things, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to talk about.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Hello.
Last call.
This is where you can call and chat to us about anything you want, basically, on 131009.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever's on your mind. Good morning, Brendan. How was your long weekend?
Yeah, long weekend was fantastic, thanks. How was yours?
Yeah, really good. What did you get up to?
Oh, mate, I went on a bit of a boat cruise on a catamaran in the harbour.
Oh, nice.
You are living the high life.
How did you score that?
We even jumped off the roof of the catamaran into the water and it was just ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
How high would you be jumping off the top of that?
Like, it's probably about 3-4 metres.
Mm, you're a daredevil. Life. That would scare me.
Not like the top of the mast thing, just the, like, this roof.
Oh, no. Just the roof bit. Fair enough.
Can you hook us up with a boat cruise, Brendan?
It's sure thing, mate, any time.
Let's do it. Let's
is it your
it.
Cat?
Cruise company.
Is it your catamaran?
No. No.
What do you want to talk about, Brendan?
Mate, I'm just having a chocolate milk right now.
Yeah?
I'm having an oak chocolate milk.
Yeah, my dad's favourite.
They're bloody delicious.
You so just wanted to share that?
Chocolate milk. And you remember at Hexham there back in the day, they used to have the oak sticker on that big silo?
Yeah,
I just thought that was full of chocolate milk, but
it wasn't the case. That was actually the Old Oak Factory. And yeah. We talked about this on the show. Out towards Maitland Way, they've got...
Rutherford.
They've got the another oak cafe set up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You'll have to pay them a visit. Tell them you're Brendan.
Yeah, bloody oak.
It needs to be oak, doesn't it, Brendan, when you get a chocolate milk? Like, the other's not so good.
It's only oak, the rest is a joke. That's what
thank you very
really?
Much.
Really? Yeah. See, I like Dare, to be honest, the double espressos.
Oh, you're, like
Dare. Oh, you're off your head. That's for coffee
yeah,
only.
Lost it, yeah.
I think I've lost it. I dare you to have one.
Oh, there you go.
Come
what
on,
do they say
Brendan.
About Morpeth?
Dare you to do it in the day.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks
appreciate
for that.
Bye, see, Brendan. Anything you want to talk about. Yeah. It's got to be oak.
Chocolate milk is good. I just don't buy it because it's not good for you. In the long term, if you haven't one a day, put on the kgs.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Everyone's entitled to drink whatever they want.
I went through a phase where, you know, you can buy the big 2-litre chocolate milks. Woolies.
Do you know who a big chocolate
felt
milk drinker is?
Who?
Producer Jackson.
I am.
Do you drink a lot of
milk? I drink about 2 litres a day.
Really? Of chocolate milk?
Yeah, one when I get up. Because I get up very early. I'm up at like 2:45.
Guess so.
If I ever stay in Sydney and I come back to work with Jackson in the morning, every single time without fail, he offers me a chocolate milk in the morning. It's so great.
Yep. I say, mate, do you want your oak? And he goes, yep. We wander on down to the car.
Ready to go.
Hey, 105 commercial free. Kicking off in minutes. What's on the way,
man? Yeah. Katy Perry, talking about milk, have you seen how she's trying to get people pumped for the election?
No.
Putting photos of herself up on the internet with a breast pump for a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever people, works, right.
Getting people pumped in a different way. Belinda Carlisle as
love
well.
Love the song.
Rumours that they're approaching her for The Voice. Australia?
Really?
Interesting?
Yeah. From Mariah Carey to Belinda Carlisle. Yeah. What happened?
It's over a rumour I've heard something wrong.
Did you reckon they got her on Airtasker?
She's a great singer.
Voice judge.
What's another one of her songs?
I don't know.
I rest my case.
Aussie Boys, The Rubens as well coming up.
You know what? This song.
I like it.
Great.
Good. Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Love The Rubens.
It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo. The note.